Socialist Party members are campaigning on the following Socialist Manifesto for Unison, Fight for Pay, Jobs and Services National Action, to defeat cuts and privatization, Don't Leave Branches to Fight Alone Fight, to break the public sector pay freeze and end low pay. Fight for a 15% pay rise in the NHS, build the fight for public sector wide action. Labour and SNP councils should refuse to make cuts and set no cuts needs budget say national campaign, to return the billions stolen from councils by government, since 2010 for nationally coordinated action, to defeat the alternative care providers. Wholly owned subsidiaries and SDP cuts plans end privatization, bring services back in-house, including energy companies and probation cancel PFI contracts, write off the debts, and bring services back in-house, no compensation for the big corporations renationalize the NHS scrap academies, and bring back all schools under democratic control of councils with governing bodies to be democratically elected union democracy for genuine democratic control of the union by the members and elected representatives put the union's money where the fight is, more resources to the branches not at the center. For the right of the union's national conference, to debate any issue or rule change it chooses, including the political funds no to political witch hunts, and for full genuine lay control over the union by the members defend the rule book right of branches to campaign to change, modify, or replace union policy, including opposing pay claims, free from interference of unelected union officials for the election of full-time union officials on a workers' wage, an end to unelected full-time officials calling the shots for genuine workers' political representation not a penny of members' money to those MPs/councillors who fail, to defend our members for genuine democratic control of the union's political funds by all members. Open up political funds, to allow the union to support candidates who defend union members, even if outside of the Labour Party for a full review of union political funds to ensure that we can secure a genuine political voice that represents our members' rights for trade unions to lead an anti-racist, anti-austerity campaign for jobs, homes and services not racism defend the right to protest, strike and picket. Trade unions must take the lead in a campaign to defeat the Tories' police bill zero tolerance of sexual harassment in the workplace let Scotland decide. For a new independence referendum determined by the Scottish people rules introduced by Unison to clamp down on democratic debate in the union, mean that candidates for union elections cannot invite or accept support in money or kind from any entity, which is not provided for in Unison rules. This article is produced without the authorization of the candidates, in order to comply with these requirements.